Welcome to tonight's Exmouth Town Council Planning Committee meeting on Monday the 9th of December at 6pm. Apologies for absence have been received from Councillor Joe Wibley, Councillor Andrew Coleman and Councillor Cherry Nicholas. I think the rest are all present. There are no members of the public wishing to address the Planning Committee on any of the applications received this evening, so I'll move on to item 2. Minutes of the meeting held on the 25th of November 2019 have been circulated. Is it your wish they're signed as a true record of the last meeting?
Thank you.
Move on to item 3, declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Has anybody got any? Before I will in a moment just refer to the Lexington application, but first of all, is there any other?
Interested in Anna Rod, I'm a National Trust member.
Thank you.
Account Nationwide.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have several accounts in Nationwide.
Nationwide customers.
Okay.
My interests as well, most Nationwide.
And Brian Toy. And Brian Toy.
I used to watch Nationwide.
Finding out where they all bank now.
Then there's one other application which probably hasn't been noticed by some people, which is 19, the big 2353 tree application, which is 34 Portmer Close, which the trees are located in Devon County Councillor Jeff Trail's garden or in the neighbouring woodland. And as we have all been members of the council with Councillor Trail, he's the county councillor. We therefore sought advice from the town clerk, and if you'd just like to point out what we need to do.
So you all need to declare a personal interest because you all know Councillor Jeff Trail, but in my capacity as clerk, I can give you dispensation to discuss the application and agree an outcome. That's a nice meeting.
Okay, thank you. There are no items of urgent business, so I'll move on to determine applications under delegated powers. Firstly, Brixington, application 19, the 2278 tree, Pine Ridge by Marley Road. Removal and pruning of trees adjacent to the highway. Selected trees have been marked on site with a red spray paint dot and amount to around 17 larger trees and 20 smaller stems. Mostly Turkey oak with some birch, beech, hawthorn, hazel, sycamore and one English oak. All trees are growing on the edge of the roadside bank or are within falling distance of the highway. In addition to the removal of these trees, it is proposed to cut back any remaining trees directly overhanging the highway, removing all limbs from remaining trees that overhang the road. Trees that require pruning have not been individually marked on site. See the Woodland Management Plan G636/1019. Replanting is not advisable within the area in which the trees are being felled. Replanting is proposed regardless of this application as part of the Woodland Management Plan, CGJ 636/1019, paragraphs 4.3 and 6.4. We have received the Tree Officer's report, which I'll ask the clerk if she would just summarise for us.
So the tree officer said that the trees are located along the verge of the B3179 and the applicant is seeking to fell a number of trees which will help thin the roadside trees. The trees selected are all of poor form or growing right on the edge of the verge. A number have reached a size where further growth would be onto the highway and a number have already suffered from significant strikes. Due to their location, the works are considered appropriate management and will allow the remaining trees to develop a stronger form. So the tree officer is recommending approval.
Thank you. We've had no representations. We have no members of... Yes, we have. Councillor Cahill.
I would go along with the tree officer's report.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. Opposed and seconded for approval in agreement with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you, it's carried. Next application is 19, the big 2353 tree, 34 Portmer Close. T1 hornbeam right side reduction by 5.6 metres, left side reduction by 7.8 metres. T2 sycamore, removed stump. T3 sycamore, height reduction by 8 metres to point. We have received the tree officer's report, which again I'll ask the clerk to summarise for you.
So the tree officer notes that the trees are located along the eastern boundary of the property. T1's in the garden with T2 and T3 located in neighbouring woodland. T1 has previously been pruned with a number of significant pruning wounds on the main stems. Slightly lesser works to prune back the lower crown growing to the west over the garden is considered appropriate without being detrimental to the health and amenity of the tree. T2 is an ash, not a sycamore, partially overhangs the hornbeam, and the proposal to remove one entire limb back to the main stem is arboriculturally not sound and would lead to a large proportion of the crown being removed and long-term significant decay is likely. Alternative lesser works to reduce the western crown have been discussed. T3 is a semi-mature sycamore bifurcates. Oh, sorry, T3, a semi-mature sycamore bifurcates at fence level. Dense ivy prevents detailed assessment. However, the proposed works to pollard the tree are considered appropriate as the tree has a low amenity value and will allow neighbouring trees to develop a stronger form. So the tree officer is recommending a split decision. He's recommending that the T1 hornbeam, that members approve the lesser works to prune back the lower crown by no more than 2 metres, as per the photo that he'd supplied, back to the upper vertical limbs, no pruning wounds greater than 65 millimetres. The T2 ash, not sycamore, to crown reduce the upper limb extending over the hornbeam by no more than 2.5 metres as per photo. And he recommends approval of the works to T3, the semi-mature sycamore.
We have no representations. Councillor Cahill?
Once again, I think the tree officer knows what he's talking about, so I'd go on that.
I'm happy to second. So it's proposed and seconded in line with the recommendation made by the tree officer. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Then move to Little Award, application 19, I believe 24133, 25 Salterton Road, Robina, crown raised to give 2 metre clearance above garage and maintain same height around full canopy, removing branches up to 25 millimetre in diameter, pruned to give 0.5 metre clearance around BT wires. Again, we have received the tree officer's report, which I'll ask the clerk to summarise. Thank you.
So the tree officer comments that this robinia of fair form and condition directly overhangs Radenspell Lane and the applicant's garage and wall. The proposed works are a continuation of previous works to ensure clearance and prevent damage, which would not be considered detrimental to either the health or the amenity of the tree, and the tree officer recommends approval.
Thank you. Councillor John Humphreys.
Yeah, I agree. Robinia trees are beautiful trees, aren't they? They love being cut back. It's a lovely tree. Yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Mike Rosser.
Propose approval.
Councillor Brian Bailey.
I'll go with the tree officer. Thank you,
Thank you. So it's been proposed and seconded. It's agreement in line with the recommendation of the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is in Town Ward. Application 19, oblique 2331, advertising, 10 Roll Street. One internally illuminated fascia sign, one non-illuminated fascia sign, and one internally illuminated projecting sign. We have received statutory comments from statutory consultees, which I'll ask the clerk to summarise for you.
So Highways have commented that the proposed signage does not present a visual or physical obstruction to the footway or carriageway, and they have no objections. Conservation have commented, in respect of the front elevation, the grey background of the main fascia is an improvement, and the illumination has been minimised, although individually illuminated lettering rather than on a lozenge may have been more attractive. A more traditional hanging sign would have been more in keeping with the overall character and appearance of the C19 building. Rear elevation, the signage is to be minimised in size and will have no greater impact on the setting of the listed church or the wider conservation area. The conservation officer's conclusion is that the overall impact is no greater than what it replaces. However, some minor aspects should be considered to improve the overall character and appearance of Royal Street.
Thank you. Councillor Dunker?
Yeah. Can I ask for guidance from Lisa and others? The fact that some of us have got accounts at the Nationwide, does that constitute a pecuniary interest?
No.
Or?
No.
Thank you.
It's a personal
interest. I didn't think it would,
no.
But... in that case, I mean, I'm sure we could all round this table as the conservation officers could pass judgment on what we think and that sort of thing. But I personally don't see this as a major traumatic thing in any way. And I hope that the conservation officer will have spoken to somebody within Nationwide and perhaps passed on the views. But I'm quite happy to propose it for approval.
When you look along Roll Street, you see some shops and businesses with massive great fascia signs, which are ugly. They got away with it, so I can't see any problem with this one.
Thank you. There's proposed and seconded for approval. There are no representations. All those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you. Now move on to consider the planning applications for this evening. Firstly, Brixington Moors, application 19, Vic 2556 full, land north of Badger Down, Marley Drive. Proposed new agricultural storage building, amendments to the planning permission 19, Vic 1247 full, to the reposition of building. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. Can I just clarify, is this the one that we objected against in the East End District Council Care Commission?
Yes.
Yeah. But now we want to move into the positions. It's not very far away though from where it was.
So what we have picked up today is that the arboricultural officer's report that accompanied the first application noted that there was no impact to the trees, the listed trees, the 5 or 6 listed trees, but as a result of the site for the proposed building being moved to the west on that picture, actually it infringes slightly on one of the trees, but the arboricultural report has not been updated accordingly. Ron's has spoken to the Planning West team, and they hadn't actually noted that as a result of the site position moving slightly, there would be an impact on the tree report. So I don't know whether they will press the applicant to provide an updated
report.
Well, if you defer it, it won't necessarily come back in, so you might lose your opportunity to comment on it, but you could submit a comment that says subject to tree officer's recommendation. The tree officer doesn't have to put their comments through. I think it was the 29th of November was the deadline for tree officer comments, and they haven't uploaded any.
In which case, the district council gave permission for it to happen. So
that's before it was repositioned, obviously.
Yeah.
So you could say that it's subject to, as the clerk has indicated, we could say that provided. It's referred back to the tree officer.
But the conversation I had with the planning officer was actually if we commented that it is noted that the arboricultural report has not been updated to reflect the proposed new location, and we actually comment on that, they will hopefully might pick that up, or they will pick that up, and it will be looked at and investigated. So.
I'm prepared to
propose that. Thank you. I'm happy to second. So we're proposing approval subject to the arboricultural report being updated in line with the repositioning of the property. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application 19, the 2643 full, 6 Laburnum Close, construction single story front and rear extension. I'll draw your attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, which is that we should be mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Cahill. So I should say there's no comments from statutory consultees and no representations.
Well, there's no objections coming forward. And I'm assuming that the planning officers have looked at it and advised the applicant accordingly, so doesn't appear to sort of have too many problems with it.
I think there's a number in the area similar. I couldn't see anything myself, but.
No.
Okay. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Okay. Now move to Halston Ward, application 19, that'd be 2529, 38 Backton Close. Construction of single-storey extension and dormer window. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. And again, refer to the next month's neighbourhood plan. It is that we are EB2, which is again mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Toy?
Yes, there are extensions like this in the area anyway, and this one seems to respect the architecture of the local properties, so and the neighbour does not object in any way, so I would recommend approval. It does seem so that we get so many of these applications and no response from consultees. Very rarely do we, you know. It's not terribly helpful.
But
I would recommend approval.
I was going to say, and I actually thought this was smaller than the lot that they're in Batting Close. Councillor Bailey?
Yeah, I'd second that, Chair. There are dozens of properties in this area with having this done already, so it's going to blend in all right. It's not detrimental whatsoever. So.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Next application is 19, W25474, 20 Pridis Close, construction of single storey rear extension. No comments from statutory consultee, but we do have one representation, which I'll ask the clerk just to summarise for you.
So there's a representation from a neighbour who's concerned that there's no gap between their fence and the proposed extension on this property site, and the neighbour feels that the size of the extension for a small property is unacceptable.
Again, I refer you to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, which is that we must be mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Toy?
Yes, I mean, when you put this extension on, that most of the plot is actually covered by buildings of some sort, I think it's a bit too large. On the other hand, I mean, if it was a conservatory, they'd probably get away with it, so, but because it's a permanent structure, I wonder whether we could go for overdevelopment of that plot.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I've looked at it, and my concern was that it was overbearing on a neighbouring property.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was restricting the immunity of the adjoining property, so I'm happy to refuse on that basis.
Yeah.
Did you wish to say something?
I think I haven't looked in detail at it, but it's the one at this end.
Yes.
The inner end.
It's about 10 feet back.
I would agree with you.
It's not a particularly attractive area.
No. Okay, so proposed and seconded for a refusal on the basis that we feel it would be overbearing and restrict the amenity of the adjoining property. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 19, 2190, Mr. Building Consent, Anna Rond. Temporary floor to be laid over existing shell gallery floor, temporary removal of existing balustrading and stored on site, and subsequent replacement with additional strengthening. Replace existing glazing on 8 windows and install smart tint film to the outside face of glass. The amended plans for consultation are that these amendments relate to the method statement for smart tint UV film installation. Options appraisal, access to enable completion of the conservation gallery. We have got comments from statutory consultees, but no representations, but I'll ask the clerk just to summarise those comments. Thank you.
So the Town Council had previously said it had no objection subject to the listed building officer's report. Historic England as a statutory consultee have, however, raised concerns regarding the insertion of a temporary floor, and they've recommended that the applicant submits an option appraisal which sets out various means of access. They've recommended that East Devon District Council seeks further supporting information to ensure that the loss of the spindles is the minimum necessary to provide safe access. So they still have concerns.
And we still haven't received a listed building consent officer's report. So I would suggest we need to obviously the listed building consent officer's report. and obviously you mind the historic England council. Sure.
Well, I'm quite happy that this is being done by experts. It was a little bit alarming that some of the structures being temporarily removed and put back again, but I'm sure that the people doing that would absolutely respect that building. I'm not in a position to comment on the technical aspects of it anyway, but I have absolute faith in the National Trust anyway, so I recommend approval.
Councillor Dunmore.
Yeah, just to say, when we all went up there, of course, we had a look and we were told some of the detail of the method that they were going to use. And I think they appreciated how delicate it all, well, I know they did, how delicate it was. And as Bronwyn says, they were obviously cognizant of all that. But it's interesting that such a statement has come back from Historic England actually.
I think we all agree we're not an expert in this at all, so I think probably we could go on our previous decision that we have no objection, but obviously subject to the listed building officer's report and subject to the concerns raised by Historic England. Because I think that's for East Devon District Council to resolve rather than ourselves.
Yeah.
All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Next, application is 19, I believe 25504. 21 Brackendale, construction first floor extension. No comments from statutory consultees, no representations, but again I'll draw your attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, which to ensure that we're mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Toy?
Yes, when this is completed, that the actual extensions will make it larger than the actual original property. I don't think it's a problem with the construction because it overlooks the parking area anyway, so that there's no overlooking problems. It's just that it could be converted into a separate dwelling, and I think that's something we just must avoid. So
put the
that condition. A separate dwelling would mean more people living there, with more traffic going on to Dean Way, which is going to get very busy when the extension is done. So anything to protect that.
Yeah.
Useful, so I say, could approve it up with that condition, and it's not as separated as separate.
Thank you, I'm happy to second that. So, proposed and seconded for approval with the normal condition that applies that we don't wish this to be a separate dwelling in future. All those in favour? Against? Abstentions? Now move to Littleham, application 19, oblique 2543 full, 6B Cypress Road, demolition of brick pillars and widening of driveway. We do have comments from the conservation, and I would draw your attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, that we should be mindful of the surrounding area. Now, Sir Clark, if you would just summarise the reports from conservation, please.
So the conservation officers noted that this unlisted building is located within Exmouth Conservation Area. The conservation officer has no objection in principle to the removal of these later piers, which would leave the existing, more historic access to number 6 in situ, thereby framing the entrance. However, overall appearance could be much improved and have less impact on the character and appearance of the conservation area if a new pier was constructed to the right-hand side of the opening, utilising any salvaged bricks from the removal of the existing piers. The design could be based on the historical pier, but subservient in height, scale and size. This would also contribute to the strong sense of character relating to the boundary treatment within the street, comprising red brick walls, either gated or openings with piers.
Thank you. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I think we need to take advice by the conservation officer.
No, I'll be taking it.
Well, I would. And if we go and take his advice and we agree on that, that's fine.
Thank you. Councillor Rosser.
The reason for this application is people have got wider over the years, but the widest vehicle is just over 2 metres. The existing width of the road is nearly 2.5 metres, 2.43. So I'm not sure of the need for it really, but I don't think it's going to make a major impact visually, and if we agree with the recommendations from the conservation officer's report.
Thank you.
I'm happy to go on then.
I'm happy for this to go ahead.
Okay, so it's proposed and seconded that we have no objection in principle to remove these piers, but subject to the conservation officer's comments regarding a replacement. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 19/2560 Full, 24 Capel Lane. Construction single storey side extension, loft conversion with dormer window to rear and front porch. We have no comments from statutory consultees, no representations, and again I draw your attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, which asks you to be mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Rosser?
I've got no objection to the proposals for the ground floor works. However, the proposal for putting in two double bedrooms in the roof space would alter the shape of the roof significantly. And it wouldn't match the roofs, the other roads, other houses in that road, on the same side of the road. So that's a proof, part of proof, the application.
Yeah, understand. Yeah. Councillor Humphries?
Yeah, I'm happy for the single extension. I think the dormers, they're at the back of the house, so it won't affect, is that correct? They're at the back?
Rear and front porch, is it? Yeah, dormer window to rear.
It's not just the dormer windows at the rear, it's changing the whole shape of
the roof.
From, I don't know what you call it, it's at the moment it's like that, and then they're going to put a cable end on it.
Right, yeah, I get you. Yeah, okay, thank you.
No, I see no problem with it because it's at the rear of the property, it won't affect the front. With the rest of the house.
No, I think Councillor Rosser is saying that it does actually affect the front because of the gable length being changed.
Well, I'm looking at it now. I see no problem with this, and I vote for it. But that, whatever the chair decides.
That'll be what the committee decides. Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. No objections, Chair.
Okay, fine.
It's a serious problem, isn't it?
Okay. Well, the original proposition was that to approve the single story site extension, but refusing to work with the windows as it wasn't mindful of the surrounding area, and therefore against the EB2 of the neighbourhood plan. Have I seconded for the original proposition? No. Okay. So therefore, the proposition I've had from Councillor Humphries and Councillor Bailey is for approval. All those favourable of approval, please show. Those against? One thing. That's, in that case, that's approved. Next application is 19/2642 Full, 53 Douglas Avenue. Construction single storey rear extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Again, I draw attention to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, is that we're mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Humphries?
No, I'm happy for this to go ahead.
Councillor Bailey?
Yeah, I'm content with this, Chair. I'll second that for the proposal for Councillor Hammond.
Thank you. Councillor Rosser?
Yes, I agree with the proposal.
Okay. That's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Next application is 19/2580 Full, land adjacent to 1 the Broadway. Proposed new dwelling, new access onto highway, cycle storage and 2.1 metre high boundary fence. No comments from statutory consultees and no representations. However, I have had the owner of the 1 the Broadway, Mrs. Jones, who has contacted me because she hasn't objected to this application. However, there is nothing on the East Devon website as yet. She was concerned that we weren't be aware of it. Her basically wanted to draw attention to the conditions that were made at the time of the last application for land adjacent to 1 the Broadway, which two of those conditions, one advised there should be one window in the rear of the property, but in fact this new application has four. And the second condition that she is concerned about, as I understand it, is that it was agreed after some consideration with planning officers that the ground had to be lowered by a metre to have the property, so the property was acceptable. However, this new application does not lower the ground, and therefore this would be as the original application, which was refused. However, I'm just drawing your attention to that, but I haven't read through the conditions because I was only contacted just prior to this meeting. I would draw your attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, which again is that we should be mindful of the surrounding area, but also EN5 and EN6, which is the impact of additional surface water, and that we ensure that the water there is sustainable urban drainage. I don't know whether Ron's or the clerk can highlight any of the conditions that have the recommendation from, or clarify any of them for us before I ask for comments.
It says no development above foundation level should take place until samples of materials have been submitted. Notwithstanding the details provided prior to commencement of the foundations of plot 1, the finished floor and garden levels of the proposed dwelling hereby permitted shall be submitted to and approved by the local planning authority. Notwithstanding details provided, no development above foundation level shall take place until a landscaping scheme has been submitted for approval by the planning authority to include trees, hedges, etc. Before the dwelling identified as plot 1 is occupied, the first floor window on the southeastern elevation needs to have glazed obscure glass.
Okay.
Nothing that I can see. 2.1 metre high rear garden fence needs to be installed.
The fence is on this one.
No alterations to dwellings in terms of the provision within the curtilages.
So the previous property had one window which had to be obscure.
Yes. It says, notwithstanding the provisions of the Town and Country Planning Act, no windows, doors, roof lights or other openings other than those shown on the plan submitted shall be formed in the southeastern elevation of plot 1. And the reason for that was to protect the privacy of adjoining occupiers. And then it says the new dwelling identified as plot 1 shall not be occupied until access, turning space and parking shown has been provided. That was to ensure adequate and safe provision made for the occupiers in the interest of highway safety. There's another condition that relates to highway safety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in other words, conditions that she's concerned about then is the height of the land, but also the fact that these windows, which is in there actually, is saying that it was restricting the windows because of it overlooking their property.
Yes.
So now we've got four windows instead of one.
Thank you, Chair. This is a significant difference from the original plans that were passed here probably less than 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that the difference is so significant, I recommend refusal, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Fris?
The problem is the height of the land, and I would recommend for this to go ahead if the house was lowered.
Yes,
as the original.
Not following the recommendation. You see, we're not following the recommendations that we did ask for in the first place.
Just for the previous application.
Yeah. You see, this one keeps coming back. Never mind. Let him get Brexit be done. Is he let number one Broadway be done? And that will seem to be the thing. I think you're trying to wear us down. So. Because it doesn't respect the conditions, I would support non-approval.
Yeah.
The thing is, Chair, that this piece of land has recently been sold.
It's going to keep coming
back.
I understand that. But, I mean, obviously, we need to take into account that if it is affecting the immunity of the adjoining property, which obviously is why the conditions were made on the original application. But, I mean, she'll object anyway. Councillor Rosser.
It's about the fifth or sixth time it's come back.
At least.
Last time he was going to stop access, block off access to Broadway. This time he's keeping that open as well as having access around there. So it's going to remove quite a decent hedge over that to create that access. I'd like to see some planting to compensate for that. I'll take on board the other comments of the previous. But I would like to point out that I think the north, east and south west elevation drawings are the wrong way round, which perhaps it's a typo or something. That's what I've got to say.
Mm-hmm. we need to draw that to the planning attention if that.
Well, it's just, I mean, maybe it's me that's wrong, but
I've looked at it
several times.
I'm not looking in detail, but it might be that we need to ask them to check that.
Yeah.
You can ask them to just check the plans.
Oh, and the other, I think the front elevation's an improvement, actually, on the previous one.
So I've got a proposal and a seconder for refusal on the basis that it doesn't relate to the previous conditions for the previous applications regarding the height of land that should be lowered in line with previous conditions for a previous application, and also the windows that obviously overlook the adjoining property, which will restrict the immunity of the adjoining property, and also the planting and landscaping which you've highlighted. And then we just clarify that northwest and southwest elevation for the planning application. All those in favour? Those against? Thank you. Now move to Town Ward, application 19, will be 24124, apartment 12, the Point Pierhead, addition of new windows to existing apartments. No comments from statutory consultees, no representations. Councillor Duncan?
Yeah, to be quite honest, I couldn't see very much other than a straight replacement that was outstanding on this one, so approve.
I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Okay. Next application 19, Route 2546, full 9 Point Terrace. Construction side extension and enlargement of rear dormer. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations, but I ask members to be mindful of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, which is that you're mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Duncan?
Yeah, looking at this one, I must say the, calls it enlargement of rear dormer. I mean, the whole thing was being extended along the rear line of the property. And personally, I can't really approve that kind of thing. It looks to me as if it's almost creating a third story. And I think under EB2, that's not what we want.
Okay, thank you. Happy to second. So the proposal is that it's refused on the basis that it's not in line with the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, that's mindful of the surrounding area. In fact, it's out of keeping with the surrounding area as it is a significant height. All those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? Next application is 19, oblique 2542, listed building consent, the War Memorial Strand, addition of the heading World War One and the name Willie O.J. to the existing panel on the south side of the War Memorial. I think it's the War Memorial, not the War Memorial. I'll say the War Memorial, yeah. No comments from statutory consultees and no representations. I'm sure we can probably approve this, but it's okay. Councillor Duncan?
Can I just say sorry that in my clerk's report for full council, the supporting letter from Maria at East End District Council is included, and the reasons behind this application, if councillors have seen that.
Can I just ask Councillor Duncan to speak first?
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Chair. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're going to approve this. I mean, it's something which has been waiting to go on. I'm assuming there's no listed building officer report or nothing at all, right?
I haven't got one at present. I'm sure there won't be a problem.
No, I'm sure there won't be a problem. And, a number of these have come in, haven't they? Additions to where people have been identified. Yeah. And, of course, I support that.
Councillor Toy?
Yeah, I assume as there's nothing back from the British Legion that they are probably tacitly approving it, so I don't think there'll be a problem.
I'll just ask the clerk to come in.
So it's the British Legion that have actually asked the District Council, because the War Memorial is owned by the District Council, it's the District Council that has to apply to the Planning Commission. Yeah, no but problem. it has come as a request from RBL.
So that's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 19/2482 Bull Garages on Bakerley Lane. Demolition of garages on Bakerley Lane and construction of two bedroom flats over existing garages fronting Danbury Terrace. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Again, I draw your attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, that we're mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Dunphy.
Yes, I considered this one quite carefully, and unless it is considered that it's overdeveloped, which I personally don't think it is, I think it's an appropriate use of the garages there, which are not really fit for purpose in the current state of things. So I'm quite happy to support it.
Thank you. Happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. Anyone in favour? Any against? Next application is 19/2579 Full, 40 Roll Street. Part change of use of existing retail unit to form two residential units, including construction of first floor, extension of roof garden, subdivision of existing retail unit to form two retail units, and installation of new shop front. I draw attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB1, which seeks to conserve heritage assets and also traditional frontage of shops. Councillor Dunphy.
Yeah. Well, I hope I wasn't taken in and overwhelmed by the fact of the roof garden, the fact of the disability arrangements in there, but I loved the application, and it obviously doesn't, you know, you form two retail units out of one, so it doesn't necessarily take away employment capacity. So I, personally, I'm quite happy to approve it.
Thank you. Any other comments? No? I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Abstentions? We'll now move to Withercombe Raleigh Ward. First application 19/2486 variance, the Spice Lounge, Prince of Wales Drive. Variation of condition 2, approved plans 19/1087 Full. Demolition of public house and construction of 9 dwellings to allow reconditioning of garage to plot 1. No comments from statutory consultees, no representations. Again, the only item under the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan would be EB2, which is what we're mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Cullis?
Yeah, from my understanding, it's just moving it from the side of the house to by the tree line there going down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing I don't really know why I would object to a while approval. It doesn't sit in.
No, I
really
think they're sure. Just moving it to make it
more solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't see any reason to object to the change, really.
No, I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Next application is 19/2540 variance, Liverton Farm, Salterton Road. Variation of condition 3 of planning permission 14/2080 variance, solar farm. To extend the temporary planning permission from 25 years from the date of commencement of development to 40 years from the 13th of March 2015, the date of connection. Condition number 3, condition removal. C, cover letter 5216 announced, as you can see online. The planning permission hereby granted is for a period of 40 years from the 13th of March 2015 when the use shall cease and the solar panels and all auxiliary equipment shall be removed from the site in accordance with the approved decommissioning method statement. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representation. Councillor Cullis?
I fully support them going on for a bit longer. I can't see why we'd say no. It's a great idea. I think the council's getting money from the solar farm as well, so fully support them.
Thank you. Is anybody else? Councillor Dunphy?
Yeah, can I ask a question? I don't know whether anybody knows on this, but I just wondered whether this was a national regulation that they've changed a statutory period from 25 to 40 years.
I'm not aware that they've changed or that they have any particular national
I seem to remember it was a standard time when they started.
Yeah, I don't think there is a national number of years or limit. I think perhaps it's more open ended now.
Is it because it's a temporary structure? Is that the time limit on it?
Anyway, I second it.
Yeah. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Sorry, Councillor Cahill.
I just wanted to ask a question. I mean, what we're doing here is it's extending something for quite a long period of time, which might impact on in the future. So it's almost like making a decision for the future for a long period of time. Personally, I think we shouldn't allow it because there's lots of talks going on about climate emergency and all the environmental things that are going on at the moment. I think it should be left for the people who are in control at that time to make that decision. That's a personal viewpoint. And I object.
Thank you. Councillor Bailey.
I'm sorry to say I take the opposite view on this. I think the more of these we have, as long as they're in a position such as this one, where they're not generally seen, unless you're on the top of a bus, and it's helping to save energy in the conventional method and it's giving us the only thing that concerns me with this, 40 years, between now and 40 years, the technology could develop considerably, and therefore there may need to be amendments. So as long as we're not cutting out any future amendments by doing this to say how to say as it is.
I'm sure they would come forward if there was any development that was such that they needed to change, or something. I'm sure they would come forward. Obviously it's not known at the moment, but it might be in the future. Councillor Humphreys?
I agree with Councillor Bailey on this. I mean, Clinton Devon Estates have been doing this for years, putting the land out for future, 30 or 40 years. It was the same with the digging out of the quarries. That was a condition for so many years. Mm. No, I'm in favour of it.
I'm in favour of it too. I mean, it takes us beyond the 2050 zero carbon emissions. That's quite happy to see it generating alternative energy for as long as it's possible.
So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? All those against? That's carried. Thank you. Next is 19, I think 25494, 84 Ashley Road, proposed 12. There are no comments for such consultees and there's no representations. And with regard to the estimate made on the plan, must again be mindful of the surrounding area and also regarding sustainable urban drainage and any waste water. Next question.
Yeah, I think great to ensure appropriate level for the housing and stuff as well, because it's only a one bedroom house. The design is going to match next door, apart from obviously the garage underneath, but the second story is going to be the same. I had a chat with the neighbour. The neighbour made a comment that he could get onto the planning portal, having mentioned from the neighbour was having problems with him, but he was happy about it. I'd approve it. It's cheap affordable housing if something else was needs.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? And then move on to items for consideration. Street trading application. The application is from Lovely Cooking. Opposite Bill, based Salterton Road. A renewal of an annual consent. And the details are there. The application for the catering van selling hot and cold food and beverages. The applicant has advised that all waste is disposed correctly through the private collection agency Trash. And it's worth noting that this is a renewal application and the consent holder has had no issues since the original consent was issued last year. We haven't had any drawn to ourselves either. Is there any comments that anybody wishes to make regarding this street trading application?
Yes.
Councillor Cagan.
All seems straightforward, it's just a renewal.
Yeah.
be no complaints. So.
Yeah, I think we're all happy. Yeah. Next is premises and club premises licence application, which is received, which is Exmouth Town Council. The Imperial Recreation Ground, Royal Avenue. This is for next year's festival, 22nd of May to 25th of May. All the various details are there, listing the licensing hours and the times requested and the usual conditions. Is there anybody wants to make any comment regarding this application? So we dealt with by Eastern District Council anyway. Any comments or any questions anybody wants to ask concerning the application? That's Cargill.
Do we have the licence or is it people that run in?
No, we apply for the licence.
So we hold the licence and then we employ somebody to have the franchise and the attendance.
Oh no, so this is for the performance of live music and for alcohol. I'm not sure. I think in previous years the applicants have applied for the licence to sell alcohol in their own names, but so I'm not sure why we've. I'm not sure, Fred, actually.
Their licensing is coming to provide that facility. They should hold their own licence because then they're responsible for their premise, marketing, whatever you want to call it.
Mm.
It's just a thought. Not sure what the answer is.
You can seek some clarification if you want.
I suspect it's to do with our event management plan and the fact that because we're the event organiser, we've got overall responsibility for the site. But I'll clarify that for you. I'm not sure. I'm with you. I think historically, when we put the bar out to tender, it's been a condition of that tender that they apply for the licence themselves. But I'm not sure.
I think the similar happens on the Strand, actually. If you actually get the Strand, you have to get a temporary licence for alcohol and everything, or even though that it's run by somebody comes and does it, which is probably similarly, not for crack at this time, but when you've had a bottle of wine and things. Councillor Bailey?
Council takes on that responsibility,
Councillor Bailey?
I believe this is because the town council are organising the site, therefore they are legally responsible for the whole site, and the people who are running the bars, various ones, will have a personal licence to run that one. So that's why there's two.
I think you're right.
I was going to say, because this is what certainly happened on the Strand, not this year, but when we've had the Christmas cracker in the past and you've had mulled wine, they've actually got their own licence for the mulled wine, but town councils have had to have the whole licence for them.
So when we submit our licensing application, we have to put a red line that covers the licensable area, and obviously all licensable activities within that red line have to be covered off by us, so that would include the live music and the sale of alcohol.
Next application is an inspector of Withycombe Raleigh Football Club. Town limited premises licence for the 11th of July 2020. That's some event, isn't it? Event will be managed in accordance with the agreed management plan. Obviously, there is an event at the Withycombe Raleigh Football Club on the July the 20th, 2020, and they've got the various hours and performance. Actually, it's all finishing at 9 anyway, so I don't think there'll be a problem.
No.
They'll have things later than that, the Withycombe Rugby Club. I've got no problem. I haven't heard of it. Got any problems. Now I go for item eight, for information. Before I go to the first item, I'll ask Tim Duncan if he would just like to report back on his meeting with DMC.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's appropriate because it's if members remember, we had another application on the Clinton land at Liverton Farm. This was a concern, the network of standby, so-called standby gas-powered generators, and this committee turned it down, and officers have recommended at EDDC that it be accepted and approved. There was quite a lot of member interest over there, and was much comment, and I represented the council, or this planning committee, and made our case. and the decision that came out was favourable. In other words, it was turned down against officer recommendation. So I think we made quite an impact, and there were quite a few people there talking to it as well as members. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Duncan. Now, items for information, appeal notification in respect to a change of use of building from nursing home to 19 bed house and multiple occupation. This is St Saviour's 12 Horton Road, Exmouth. We recall that we've had a number of discussions concerning this, and we have quite a few concerns regarding it. The appeal has been made against the decision, so obviously we'll await the outcome of that. And then the final item, which is the East Devon District Council planning decisions, majority of which are similar to our own, with the exception of 16 Chaucer Rise, which you may recall this was the one with the fence that wanted access onto Cullen Road.
Yeah.
And we approved a single gate, we didn't feel we should approve the double gate because we thought it might be used for an access. However, that's been approved. And then land adjacent to 33 Brooklands Road, which we objected to, but it's been approved but with conditions. And 5 Shackleton Close, which we objected to, but again, it's been approved with conditions. Some of those conditions obviously override our original concerns on the actual application. There being no other business, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.
To make a comment about 16 Chaucer Rise, it opens the possibility of every property along that stretch of road having vehicular access to their property, which would be extremely dangerous. So I think we need to be pretty wary of that.
I think we do need to be, and I would think if they decide it's going to be a vector access in any way, and obviously Highways made comment, which they didn't do originally.
Yeah.
Thank you. There being no other business, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.